This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of ADS, NAW, Respondent versus RLS, 2 Appellant, decided April 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in division in the interest of ADS, NAW, Respondent, no, SD38621, versus, filed, April 23, 2025, RLS 2, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Pemiscot County, Honorable W. Keith Curry, Judge affirmed RLS Garrett's father. Appeals the Circuit Court's judgment granting the petition of NAW, guardian to adopt ADS and child, under Section 453.047. One father received service of guardian's petition for adoption, filed a pro se answer in which he alleged that he was incarcerated in Arkansas, but ultimately failed to appear at the adoption hearing, either remotely by WebEx or by counsel. In a single point on appeal, father contends the circuit court erred in terminating his parental rights because his due process rights were violated in that he was warned statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as amended through RSMO cum.sup. 2021. 2. Not notified of his right to appointed counsel in the summons as required by Section 211.462. We affirm. Before addressing father's point, we must address the argument by guardian that father did not preserve his claim of error for appellate review because he failed to first raise it with the circuit court. We disagree. Father's claim is similar to the appellant's claim in Intouders of KS 539 SW3D 904. 90506, Moapwar 2017. Also like that case, father received appointed counsel after the circuit court's judgment became final for purposes of appeal, to CID. At 905-906-N5, setting out a similar procedural history, we likewise conclude that father's claim of error was raised by appointed counsel at the earliest opportunity and is preserved for appeal. Ittings at 906N5. Turning then to father's point, the statute he relies upon provides for the following in all actions to terminate parental rights. The parent of the child shall be notified of the right to have counsel, and if they request counsel and are financially unable to employ counsel, counsel shall be appointed by the court. Notice of this provision shall be contained in the summons. Section 211.462(2), emphasis added. This statute performs an essential role in protecting the due process rights of a parent threatened with termination of his or her parental rights. In Teeters of JGW 545 SW3D 928 929 MOAP 2018, in Teeters of KS 539 SW3D 9 at 906, father's argument relies on the JGW and KS cases, in both of which this court held that the failure to provide notice under Section 211.462.2 was reversible error. See 545 SW3D at 929, 539 SW3D at 906. 2. Specifically, the circuit court entered its judgment on July 11, 2024. Generally, a trial court loses the power to amend a judgment 30 days after entry, when it becomes final. Int of KS, 539 SW3D at 906 and 5. On August 12, 2024, the date the judgment became final, father filed a pro se notice of appeal and a motion to proceed in forma pauperis. On September 11, 2024, pursuant to an order of this court, the circuit court appointed counsel to represent father. 3. Father's reliance on termination of parental rights authorities under Chapter 211, however, is unavailing. The instant case is an adoption case under Chapter 453. Chapter 453 does not speak to termination of parental rights. Rather, it authorizes adoption without consent, or with consent that has the effect of terminating parental rights. In readoption of CMBR, 332 SW3D 793, 806, MoBank 2011, abrogated on other grounds by SSS via CVS, 529 SW3D 811, MoBank 2017. When a person alleges that consent of the parent is not required for the adoption under Section 453.040, the statutory mandates of Chapter 201 are irrelevant to the Chapter 453 proceeding unless specifically cross-referenced and mandated by Chapter 453. ID. However, if the prospective parents plead termination of parental rights under Chapter 211 in a Chapter 453 petition, All statutory requirements for Chapter 211 must be met for each Chapter 211 claim. In Idafer, father asserts that guardian filed a petition to terminate father's parental rights and to adopt child. This assertion is false. Guardian's petition did not seek adoption by way of a termination of parental rights claim. See Section 453-48, stating that the consent to adoption is not required of a parent whose rights to the child may be terminated for any of the grounds set forth in C.